So, I recently went on a mission trip with Torn Ministries, which you guys know, Brian and Misty, they have been here. On and off, they were my youth pastors before I went on the mission field. And they have, for 2.5 years, they pushed me to go on a mission trip. Finally, I gave in. I said yes. I really didn't want to. I was just like, you know what, to get them off my back, I'll go. And it was life-changing, that first trip. My first trip was to New Orleans. This will have been my fourth trip. 2 times to New Orleans, and now 2 times to Alaska. And our ministry partners there are Sam and Rob. Rob is originally from Alaska. He's the head of Frontier Ministries. Sam is originally from Pennsylvania. It's a really cool story of how they got to involve with each other. They were actually on a mission trip, I think, in Panama or somewhere in a foreign country, and just got to talking with each other, and they had a heart to serve others. So I don't really know what led them to Alaska, but God led them to Alaska, which is really cool. So here are some facts about Alaska that you may or may not know. Alaska became the 49th state in the Union in 1959. So it's a relatively new state, about little more than 50 years old. We as the United States just came in and was like, hey, we're taking away all your culture. We're gonna force us on you. You have no rights now. When we came in, we shipped all the kids off to boarding school so they could get educated and all that good stuff. And here's the bad thing about Alaska. When we came in, if anybody spoke their native tongue in boarding schools, they would get a nail through their tongue, or it was just horrible to hear the story of the chief there. He got his head dunked in ammonia because he almost got his head dunked in ammonia because he spoke his native tongue. Alaska is as large as 1/3 of the lower 48. It has the largest square miles in the entire United States. Coastline-wise, it's bigger than the lower 48 in just the mile-wise. Just an uplifting fact. Most of the salmon, halibut, fish that you eat comes from Alaska, so that's pretty cool. They have complete darkness in the winter and complete sunlight in the summer. So the entire time we were there, it was complete light. Hard to sleep the first day because we slept in a church that had windows. I didn't bring a sleeping mask, it's Alaska, I'm gonna be able to sleep. No. As you can see up behind me, there's a picture of Alaska and it has Minto. It will run through again. But it took us 3 hours to go from Fairbanks to Minto, and it's 126 miles. So it's not like here where you can get from here to Oklahoma City in an hour and 30 minutes or 2 hours. Last Frontier Ministries, which I mentioned before, Sam and Rob are the leaders. They have 3 main villages that they go to, which are Rampart, I went there last year, Minto, which I went to this year, and then Nenana, which they are in currently. So that's really cool. Okay, here's a little bit about the trip. There was a group of 10 of us who went to this village, and I knew about half the people on the trip. I was scared of, am I going to get along with these people that I don't know? Am I not going to get along? What's going to happen? So throughout the trip, there was just team unity the whole time. There was no divisions the entire trip. So that in itself was a cool experience. Originally, the team was supposed to go to Rampart, but circumstances prevented us from going there. as you guys know, it was a 4th of July weekend we were there. Nobody from the village of Rampart would offer to stay sober so we could get back safely. So I'm just being honest. This is what God lay on my heart to share. So it was a blessing to go to Minto because so much happened in Minto. Rampart is cool in itself. It's a cool remote village. There's a boat ride involved to Minto, but to Rampart. We didn't get to do that, but it was a blessing in disguise to be able to go to Minto. I have two main highlights, which are, I'll share my first one, then if I have time, I'll share the second one. My first highlight was VBS. So, we put on a VBS while we were there. The kids were there was a big group, which was all of the below kindergartens to sixth grade. Then we split up into groups. It was mini-minis to kindergartens, first and seconds, seconds and thirds, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And so what we did is the kids stayed in their rooms, and there was a rotation between the team of 10 of us. So there were teachers in every classroom, then there was rotations of praise and worship, arts and crafts, free time, well, Bible memory time, and then story time. So that was just really cool, having the VBS and all that. I was a tech person, so running the words, helping people get through worship. And there was this song called Over the Moon, which I know my mom and dad have heard last night, but it really stuck to my heart. Because it says, God is over the moon, he's crazy about you, he's crazy about you. So anytime that, it was a cool motion because he's crazy about you, you would point to the kids. And it was just really awesome having that type of interaction with them. Let me get my phone back out. Hold on. Like I said earlier about unity, in Ephesians 4:16, it says, each person is a supporting ligament, and each person does its part. So if there's no unity throughout the body, like, if I'm a good listener, and, for an example, Misty's a good talker, so if she needs to be talking, I'm gonna pull her in, and I'm gonna listen. We're supposed to be unified as a body. Each person has a part. Here's my second highlight, which there was this couple there that was really welcoming to us. She was just an amazing person. Both of them were just amazing. Their names were Keith and Eileen. The whole time I was there, the whole team and them hung out with us. They were just an amazing people. And then come to find out they're both children of Christ, children of God there. So that in itself was just cool to see that there is God in that village. But later conversations after the 4th of July that we got to stay in, we originally were supposed to leave on the 2nd of July, but then we ended up staying until the 3rd to join with their festivities and all that. So that was just a blessing itself, just getting to do the work and then showing them we aren't here just on a time clock. We aren't here to punch in, say, hey, we went to Minto, and then leave. So that was just really cool. The last conversation I had was the best conversation that I had the entire trip. So, Eileen, as I mentioned before, I asked her if there was anything that I could be praying for Keith and Eileen about. And she just said boldness and perseverance. Because most of the Christians are not unified in Minto. There were many people who came to church, but we felt as a team that they weren't unified. So just be praying for the community of Minto to be unified and for the believers to be walking alongside each other, like, daily, just like we do. We communicate, right? There's no communication along the lines of the village of Minto among the believers. Let me rephrase that. So be praying for the believers of Minto that they would be unified. Keep an Eileen in your prayers. And just as a whole, keep Minto in your prayers. Because they really, God's already there. They just need people to point them to where God is. And the team, there was a team of 10 of us, like I said, I'll name them off real quick. Boogaloo, Marcy, Nathan, Kirsten, Vicky, me, Brian, Missy, Gabrielle, and Cora. And it was just an amazing trip overall to see what God did. And I really thank you for all the supporters that supported me financially, prayer-wise, just in every way. Thank you, guys.
And yes, you heard that right. The first name on the list was Boogaloo.